Masters of the Underground, live from the Abyss, and I am your host, Saved by Paris, and this is the official podcast for Masters of the Underground. Now, before we get into today's episode, let's just talk about the show, where it will be going, what I hope to achieve with this show, and what forth, you know. But so I decided to create this show mostly because I wanted something different from my other podcast. So if you didn't know, I am also the host of another motherfucking podcast, which will be returning after about a year hiatus. And it'll be actually returning with a shorter format and with my co-host Turt LaFro. I also run Underground Sounds podcast with my buddy AJ, and that's not going anywhere. We'll still be reviewing artist music. We'll still be tapping in with the underground scene, interviews, all that jazz. It's just a little, just some things going on that we'll talk about on Underground Sounds podcast, and be on the lookout for that. But yeah, I just wanted to create a solo, mostly solo podcast, because I can rely on myself, and not saying I can't rely on anyone else, but time is such a precious thing, and sometimes your schedule just doesn't work out the way you want it to, especially with your with other creators or whoever you're working with, especially if you have a kid like me, especially if you make music and you're just doing all this stuff. And so, yeah, I've always wanted to not only kind of have a solo podcast, but to also be strictly music. And when I first created another motherfucking podcast, that was the goal, was to give my life stories, but to be tapped in with the music scene. But here's the thing, whenever you create a podcast, you got to stick to, you know, a niche. You can't just be all over the place. And that's kind of where I felt like I was with another motherfucking podcast. And so, like I said, I took that year hiatus, that break, just to kind of figure some things out, work on my music. And during that time, I created this platform, Masters of the Underground, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. And it just kind of, I won't say blew up, because my followers are still, you know, pretty low. But the engagement is just through the roof, you know. I didn't expect it to take off the way it did. And so, kind of just keeping with that momentum, I wanted to create this show to highlight, you know, the music scene, to talk about, like I said, strictly music-related content. And then I have this idea that I want to create a community-based podcast. And so I was, like, going back and forth with that. And so this is what I've decided to come up with. Masters of the Underground, official podcast, and some episodes will be community-based. So if you want to get in on an episode, talk about whatever it is that we're talking about, keep up with me on Twitter at Masters of the UG, and we'll be going in Twitter spaces, and I'll be interacting with y'all. I want this show to be as interactive as possible, so if you're not in the show, send us topics or send us your thoughts on whatever it is we're talking about. We will feature you on episodes. So, yeah, with that being said, let's get to it, you know. Today, I want to talk about something that's been kind of taking the internet by storm, and that is AI. Is AI taking over the music industry? Let's talk about it. So, first of all, here's my thoughts on AI. Before I get into the nitty-gritty, here's just my take on AI. I feel like, I'll just say, I don't care for AI. I don't like the idea. I think it's scary. I think it will be used for the wrong reasons, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit in today's episode. But yeah, I just don't care for AI. It's almost like cheating, and it needs to be controlled, I think. So yeah, I just don't care for it, and it probably has its pros, but as of the moment, I'm seeing more cons, especially with some of the things that we'll be talking about today that's been coming out in the last week. really few months, you know, and we'll start with this new Drake AI song, Heart on My Sleeve. Now, I'll play it and then let's talk about it.
I came mail with my ex, like Selena, the flex, bumping Justin Bieber, the fever and left. She know what she need, all I need, all she blessed, giving my best. Metro made the beat, so you know that it's gon' slap, yeah, it's gon' slap, time run it back.
Now, how eerie is that? How crazy is that? That is an AI generated Drake song, and I don't know if this shows how lazy Drake really is, you know, with his actual music. That an AI-generated song sounds exactly like him, sounds exactly like something he would have officially released. If you would have played that song with me and didn't tell me it was AI, I would 100% assume it was a new Drake song. And so I don't know if that's a reflection on Drake and his creativity process and how it's kind of, in my opinion, gone down a little bit since, you know, the Take Care, Nothing Was the Same, even Views, even, you know, them Drake eras. But is it that, or is it like AI is really that good? You know, you be the judge. But yeah, when I first heard that, I was like, damn, this sounds like, it sounds like his song that he just put out, Search and Rescue. And so, like, I don't know, that's just so scary, it's just so crazy. And like the funny part is, bro, like the person who put it out, their name is Ghostwriter, and it's like this ghost with sunglasses on, and the song got taken down off of Spotify, but at the time before it got released, I'm pretty sure it had hit in the millions. I'd have to look up like an official like screen grab of what it was at before it was taken down, because the one I have right now is showing it at 300,000 streams, and that was a few days ago. It just got taken down. And so that's just crazy to me that this song sounds exactly like something Drake would have put out. And, you know, it got taken down, as it should have, because you're using someone's sound, you're using someone's likeness, you're using someone's identity to construct a song, which will confuse people. People will think this is an actual Drake song, and that's why I don't care for AI, because it's just, without it being controlled, it's so scary. But this was Universal Music Group's response to the song after taking it down. And they say, "We have become aware that certain AI systems might have been trained on copyrighted content without obtaining the required consents from or paying compensation to the rights holder who owned or produced the content. We will not hesitate to take steps to protect our rights of ours and those of our artists." And they go on to continue. UMG's success has been in part due to embracing new technology and putting it to work for our artists. As we have been doing with our own innovation around AI for some time already. So basically they're saying that they do embrace change. You know, technology is constantly evolving, especially in, you know, music and art and digital design and all that stuff. It's constantly evolving. So they're like saying, you know, the reason due to our success is because we embrace these new technologies. And they even admitted that they're doing their own thing with AI. Statement reads, or continues, so I say, "With that said, however, the training of generative AI using our artists' music, which represents both a breach of our agreements and a violation of copyright law," which that's arguable, but we'll get to that, "as well as the availability of infringing content created with generative AI on DSPSs, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, Amazon, YouTube. It begs the question as to which side of history all stakeholders in the music ecosystem want to be on, the side of the artists fans and human creative expression, or on the side of deep fakes, fraud, and denying artists their compensation. So before I continue on with this statement, like I said, it was kind of arguable with the violation of copyright law, because even though AI is using the likeness and image of an artist, someone still has to create those lyrics. When you create the lyrics, whoever is the creator of that, they have the copyright law protective of them. So if I go and write a song and then put it in the AI generator, that's my song at the end of the day. But the problem is, if I was to put that song, those lyrics, in the AI generator and then use Drake's voice or The Weeknd's voice or Kanye West's voice, whoever, then that's when it kind of gets into being illegal. Because like I said, you're using the likeness of an artist. You know, artists, speaking from experience, we're very protective of our image and shit like that. So imagine like just hearing, imagine waking up and hearing a fucking song that was generated to sound exactly like you. You know, it probably how Future felt when Future woke up and he heard Designer's Panda song. He's probably like, damn, did I make this, you know? But yeah, so they continue, man. They continue. These instances demonstrate why platforms have a fundamental legal and ethical responsibility to prevent the use of their services in ways that harm artists. We're encouraged by the engagement of our platform partners on these issues as they recognize the need to be part of the solution. And so, like I said, they took that song down, Heart on My Sleeve, and they'll probably make an example out of however this goes, because I'm sure they'll sue him. I'm sure they'll get their money back, and then some. Because from my understanding, it had generated over 1 million streams, and so you know they're gonna want their pennies, and however this case goes will probably set the precedent of AI going forward. And with that being said, I did find this TikTok lawyer who kind of talked about it a little bit. So let's see what he's talking about.
Is it legal to write a Drake song using AI? Now, one of the hottest songs in the world right now is the new Drake song called Heart on My Sleeve. The only problem is it wasn't written by Drake, but by AI and by the user known as Ghostwriter. Now, the song's already got 10 million views in the last few days. The question is it legal? And the answer is no, it's not legal. And that's because it violates Drake's right of publicity, which gives Drake and only Drake the right to exploit his name and likeness and voice and identity. Now, my guess is Universal Music is gonna sue Ghostwriter for every penny he's made and then some. And this is gonna set a real precedent going forward. Peace.
Yeah, so like I said, It's gonna set a precedent, you know. It's depending on how it goes, they might go in there and just make a complete example out of this dude. And so that kind of sucks, because you know it might not have been his intention to blow up like that, to make million streams and make money off an artist. He probably was just experimenting with it, because AI is a cool thing. It's a cool technology. And it's a cool thing to play around with. And like I said, it probably has its pros. But as of right now, there's just so many cons, because it's just not being regulated, man. It's just it's so new. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. Like, are y'all vibing with AI? And still just on the topic of it, should artists utilize AI to create songs for themselves? You know, don't know if you guys knew this, but a while back, XXXTentacion's previous label tried to use AI to create essentially an album. XXXTentacion's previous record label, Empire, tried to use AI to produce new music from X, and this was confirmed by X's producer, John Cunningham, who assured fans that it was never going to happen. And so it kind of goes like this. Someone tweeted out, "Sometimes I think this new XXXTentacion songs are just the label using AI and lying." And John Cunningham, he replied to this and he said, "You bet your ass the old label asked, but I ain't never letting that happen." So that goes back to my question, should artists utilize AI to create songs for themselves? And my response to that is, why not? If you're alive, if you consent to AI using your voice, using your likeness, I don't see the harm in that. I think the harm in it comes when people like Ghostwriter, who uses someone's likeness to create a song, labels like Empire, who try to use a deceased artist's likeness and image to create songs. Maybe the finish of a song that had just the chorus, as X was is known to do, is mostly lay choruses and not finish the songs, or maybe put a verse on and then that was it. And so I think that's when you're getting into a slippery slope, you know, a territory of wrong. You know, that's wrong to, you know, if it ever came out that these X songs were AI, you know, that would rub so many of the fans the wrong way. They would turn essentially on the labels, on X's estate and whatnot. And it's kind of, they kind of already like that. They're a little wishy-washy. Same with Juice WRLD. And really, it's kind of on the topic. You know, the only artist recently that's passed away that I think they've handled really well is Mac Miller. You know, they put out, they waited like a year to put out anything by Mac, and it was something that he was already working on, and that was Circles. And then after that, you know, they put out Faces, which was a project that Mac Miller already created. It just wasn't on streaming services. So I feel like their state has handled it the best. You know, it's kind of like, how do you know what an artist who's passed away, what do they want? How do you know if they even wanted that song released or if they wanted this artist on it? You know, unless there's explicit, you know, notes or sessions that you can kind of return to, you don't know. And so that's where AI comes in. You create what you think this artist would say or what you think this artist would rap about, and put an AI in, put a voice generator in, and it's essentially the same thing. It's essentially the same thing as finishing an artist's song that might not have never been meant to be released. And so, with that being said, do you guys think AI will affect real ghostwriters who actually get paid to write material for bigger artists? And if you didn't know, ghostwriters in the industry, they tend to be talented maybe in the sense of writing, but maybe they're not big enough, maybe they're not making their revenue from their streams or their songs, or maybe they can't record as well as they can write. People have their strengths and weaknesses. And so a ghostwriter's job is to write something that maybe they can't put out themselves, but they could be like, oh, Drake would sound hard on this shit. And then, you know, run it by Drake. Drake, who is known to use ghostwriters, pays that ghostwriter to use their content. And so that's the question of the matter is, you know, will AI replace ghostwriters? And I don't think they will, but I think it will shift a little bit, you know, whereas previous a real ghostwriter would write the song and maybe do some takes just to see, like, this is how it would go, you know, like, da 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 da, this is how you would rap it. But cut that out, you could just run the lyrics through an AI generator and send it to artists and be like, this is what we had in mind, this is how we want it to sound. And then if it's good enough, that artist could potentially just release the AI song or just re-record it exactly how, maybe put a little human to it, because at the end of the day, this is a computer and it's not going to have that human flair. And that's kind of like where the problem to me is like, it's cheating. It really is. And unless if it's the artist themselves doing it, I don't see any good coming out of AI. So yeah, just let me know what you guys think. You know, I might do a Twitter space just on AI, just to kind of get your guys' thoughts, and I'll keep you informed on that on Masters of the UG Twitter. But yeah, I just wanted to do a short little episode. You know, nothing too crazy. Shorter content's always better, but for future episodes, I do want to kind of get into maybe hour episodes and whatnot, and just, you know, keep this ball rolling. So with that being said, Saved by Paris, Masters of the Underground podcast. You can find us on all platforms at Masters of the Underground or Masters of the UG. And peace.